Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is hit by the pitch. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Grubb steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Remy. Carbo moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carbo tags and scores. Norris tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Bell steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 0 in the game. Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Remy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bo Diaz now catching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Verizer moves to second. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb is walked intentionally. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. Verizer tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive towards right. Evans catches it and throws to first to double up Carbo. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Verizer bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kuiper moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive to right field. Evans throws towards the plate. Kendall fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kendall. Kuiper scores. Verizer moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb is walked intentionally. Dick Drago now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Paxton Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Thornton moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carbo strikes out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burleson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Hobson moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Fred Kendall. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is walked intentionally. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carbo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern fires to first and picks off Remy. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Dan Spillner now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cox trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Cox, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Norris strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Hobson moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Scott reaches second base with a double. Gary Hancock pinch runs for George Scott. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hancock scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.